Are we live? Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the Joint Appropriations Committee. Mr. Co-Chair did a great job yesterday and got us through everything and up into capital construction. And that's what we're going to start with. We'll call roll, but that's what we're going to start with today, right, Don?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Would you please call the roll?
Senator Dockstetter? Senator Hastert?
Excused?
Senator Meyer?
Here.
Senator Perkins?
Here.
Representative Burkhardt?
Here.
Representative Escobel?
Here.
Representative Moniz?
Here.
Representative Nicholas?
Excused.
Representative Stepson?
Here.
Representative Wallace?
Here.
Co-Chairman Harshman?
Here.
Chairman Bebout?
Here. Okay, Mr. Co-Chair, you got anything you want to say before we start?
Well, I was curious, Mr. Chairman, our actions yesterday, kind of where we stand today. We did a lot of good yesterday, I think, and in a lot of ways, set some priorities. So, Don, what do you have for us?
Mr. Chairman, you're $6.7 million better off than when you started on Tuesday. However, the biggest bulk of that is a $5 million that affects 13-14 because it was an effective immediate. So you're really only $1.6 million different than the governor's rec in 15-16. The money that you saved is occurring in 13-14, which I assume you will address today as to where that money is swept or if there are any changes. The status quo is all those funds will be swept to the LSRA.
Okay. Thank you.
And, Don, on the $5 million that we made effective immediately, was that the AA?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Mr. Chairman, the AA was already effective immediate, so that was no change. That was on the pine bark beetle. There was a $5 million savings there, and that was previously effective immediately.
We wiped that out and said we'd take it in the governor's letter.
So it's still out there lingering. What did we do for the committees? We did $9 million more dollars to the community colleges, and then the university, we did some kind of innovative things there. And what was the total amount for our post-secondary education, the community college and university? What was the summary on those roughly?
Mr. Chairman, the exception request that the JAC added was $5.3 million to UW and $9 million to the community colleges. In addition, you approved the governor's recommendations for UW, and I believe those amounted to $28 million.
So we did for the university, we did $33 million, $33 million, and then for the community colleges, $9 million.
One second, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, just thinking ahead of our schedule, today we will get through the CapCon, governor's letters, going to do some Section 300s. And if all goes well, we might start later today on the round robin. Is it still your intent, Mr. Co-Chair, to 10 o'clock tomorrow? That is Friday tomorrow. People have commitments, so be ready for a long day possibly, committee. The other thing, Mr. Chairman, now let's go off the live for a second. Take us off, would you please?